This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother.
Schweitzer, Heads Up Breitbart, has written the best-selling book, Clinton Cash. It's now been turned into a film that's about to come out. And he'll be joining us for about 20, 30 minutes coming up to start of the next segment. Then Roger Stone is going to be in studio with us, and he's got a lot to talk about, obviously. And we're going to be doing some interviews over the weekend as well that everyone is going to want to stay tuned for. Everything Stone has told us has been basically spot on. I mean, it's actually crazy when I think back. What has he told me that hadn't been accurate? And it's all been just dead on, scary accurate. Very, very exciting that Trump has taken the gloves off and is calling Hillary Clinton a criminal now and saying she should go to jail. Not just crooked Hillary and laughing about it. He said she's a crook, she's a criminal, she should go to jail, and here's the crime she's committed. That's how you devastate criminals, is you break their facade of infallibility, their facade of invincibility, and Hillary's facade has fallen. Trump has destroyed Hillary Clinton. It's now happening. She may be able to try to lash out and bring him down somehow, but at this point, I'm telling you, that just like the allegory of Force 10 from Navarone, which is a composite of true stories, part two of The Guns of Navarone, it's a good movie with Harrison Ford in it. I was seeing when I was like 3 years old. But the point is that they bombed the dam to flood the river to stop the German advance in a battle in the Balkans, and they bombed the dam and it doesn't fall right away. And they said, just give it some time. And about 10 minutes later, the cracks form, the pressure forms, the dam collapses. And I'll use another analogy. Spock in Wrath of Khan gets radiated, and he says, let's get him out of there to save his life. And they go, he's dead already. It's a, what's the word for it? Pyrrhic victory. Hillary can only have a Pyrrhic victory now. In fact, the more Machiavellian side of me that I never use, but I do look into, so I can see how the globalists are thinking and operating, and beyond that, of course, that's only a beginning level. They make it so complex, the fraud, that soon they don't even know where they are in this ethereal fog of baloney that they spew out. But there really is no way for Hillary to put herself back together again like the proverbial Humpty Dumpty. Even if she gets into office, she will wreck the whole system. She won't be able to push through martial law. The woman thing, you know, that gimmick will wear off even faster than the Barack Obama gimmick will wear off. And the establishment was smart right now in a sick way. I say justice be done, may the heavens fall. But at the same time, so I'm supporting Trump, even though there's some risk there and some problems, and it's not a perfect path out of this. It's just a manifestation of populism. If they let Trump get in and implode the economy, which they're planning to do, blame it on nationalism and decisions he made, then they can try to dent populism and somehow recast it as bad and discredit it. But they're so arrogant, they want to maintain control and are really going to try to stop him. So this is not some super sophisticated deal to put Trump in and he doesn't know he's being set up. That's being discussed now because they think they might not be able to stop him, and that'll be their plan B. But that's where the pieces are on the chessboard, if you ask old Alejandro Jones. So we're going to be talking with Roger Stone about that as well and a lot more. We'll talk about keys to victory. We'll talk about the Never Trump movement that has died like a Hillary Clinton book, and nobody wants to buy those. We're also talking about the women's issues, Broderick, Willie, and others. We'll talk about financial institutions, super PACs, Vice President, Cleveland Convention. They're establishing guidelines to make it difficult to get our permits. I knew that was coming around to block us from getting in there. San Jose, violent Trump rally protesters. You know, I love how they're going to try to keep the press, the real press that has bigger audiences than CNN out. or even people that are real delegates. All the action's outside anyways. You keeping us outside is what certifies us as good. I mean, they just don't get it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Stone is here in Austin, Texas, the consummate Trump insider. He's going to be in studio with us for an hour and a half. Then Anthony Gucciardi takes over the fourth hour. We'll have Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman, our reporters, on the ground in Irvine, where the rioting looks like it's already starting on their feeds. Those feeds are up on Infowars.com. That's all because the tech editor of Breitbart decided that he'd go speak at a couple of universities, and this is day four of the hysteria, as people with Mexican flags and eggs beat up women. And, of course, the men, the reporters, the police, all just stand around and allow it to happen. And we've got the mayor and others saying, this is what you deserve. That was in San Jose yesterday. This is what you deserve because Trump is evil. I mean, even if I didn't support Trump, which I do overall, I have some issues with him. How about the First Amendment? I mean, this is really a scary time to see where these people are going. And in Europe, and you name it, they're trying to arrest people. They're trying to put in EU-wide laws for government ID of the Internet to track and tax you. That's up on DrudgeReport.com right now, our Infowars.com story. But speaking of Breitbart, Peter Schweitzer is our guest at the bottom of the hour. Breitbart.com, g-a.g-a-i.org. I'm not going to go over his whole long bio. He's a pretty well-known journalist and fellow out there and heads up Breitbart. I want to talk about the state of the internet, the state of this country, the state of the world, where Hillary wants to restrict our speech, but she can get $100 million from Gulf states that chain women up and put, you know, bags over their heads. This is really a time when it looks like they're making their move to try to take over this country. And he's written the best-selling book, Clinton Cash, that he'll break down, that's about to premiere at Cannes, based on the New York Times best-selling book, the most feared book of the presidential cycle, Clinton Cash. So what are they so scared of? Because it's not just having modern leftist brown shirts beat women up in California on TV, and local TV defends it. I mean, that's in the news, Infowars.com. We have links to mainstream news. It's not just that. Now it's try to shut off the money to libertarian and conservative and constitutionalist groups. Don't give them tax exemptions or take them away, but then let Hillary get money from dictators. I mean, they're making their move, in my view, but I want to ask Peter Schweitzer his view on this, and to ask him the question, is liberty winning or is tyranny winning in this football game? I mean, how would he boil this down when we look at the different forces that are at play here? Peter, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me, Alex. I always enjoy being on with you.
You bet. I think this is your second or third visit with us. Let's talk about Clinton Cash and now turning into a film and why this is so important.
Well, I think it's important for a couple of reasons. First of all, we follow the money. This is something that you would expect mainstream journalists to do. They talk about money in politics all the time. But the fact of the matter is no one has gone and dissected who gave the Clintons money, why they gave them money, and when they gave them money. And by the way, Alex, what's, I think, so troubling and compelling about the Clinton case is we're not just talking about Wall Street or big oil or the traditional sources of money in American politics. What we're talking about is foreign governments, foreign dictators, and foreign financiers. This is a way where foreign entities have figured out a way around U.S. laws that prevent them from giving money to political candidates. They can now put it in the Clintons' pockets through speaking fees or give it to the Clinton Foundation and curry favor and access that way.
And then, of course, I know Breitbart, other than Drudge, is probably the main victim of Facebook censorship. We have enjoyed it as well, where we send out a meme that's PG-rated, and then they suspend us for 3 days. The founder of Pirate Bay came out on Monday and said, look, Facebook is a multi-billion person nation, and its dictator is Zuckerberg, who is anti-free speech. And that's a leftist saying that about Zuckerberg. I mean, this is something everybody should be worried about.
Yeah, I mean, control of the media and who really determines what gets shown as trending on Facebook, what's shown on the evening news is vitally important. And here's the problem, Alex. It's one thing if there were some balance, but just look at this issue of the money flowing to the Clintons. We talk, for example, in Clinton Cash, we have two chapters on the fact that the Clintons got $145 million from investors in this small uranium company that needed Obama administration approval to sell uranium in the United States to the Russian government. Okay, that's an important story. And in fact, even the New York Times ran a 4,000-word front page piece confirming all of it. They ran that piece last year when Clinton Cash was published. Hillary Clinton has not been asked a single question about that by any mainstream media reporter. You would think if there was a 4,000-word front-page investigative piece in the New York Times on Bernie Sanders, on Donald Trump, on Ted Cruz, whoever you want, they would be asked that question. But somehow with the Clintons, they never get asked these very basic, simple questions about follow the money.
And it's basic sovereignty issue. I mean, what is the elite thinking? You've written for some of those powerful publications out there that the elite, you know, go by: Foreign Affairs, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, National Review. And what I think is important about your leadership at Breitbart that I really have enjoyed seeing develop is that you guys are just really going for populism and the truth. America is being conquered right now. Yeah, it sounds sensational, but they're announcing world government. I mean, the truth is this is happening, and we have a choice to make. Are we going to be ruled by multinationals and the Saudis and the communist Chinese and all these combines, or are we going to be ruled by the vote and this republic? And I just think that, you know, thank God your book has been used as a roadmap the last year, now about to be a film, now being released, to force this serious debate about, is there any line in the sand for the establishment? Because, you know, even when guys like you, I don't want to say you're establishment, but you're, you know, a conservative, you know, well-known, guy that, you know, the establishment listens to. I mean, what are they saying at this point? I mean, because I know the military, I talked to high-level brass who are currently in, they are freaking out about what's going on. Has America reached a tipping point in awakening is what I'm trying to get at.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting things going on in this election. You alluded to it earlier. I mean, I have not been, a completely rabid, Trump supporter. There's some things that he said that I don't necessarily agree with. But it is impossible to ignore the fact that the issues that he is raising on issues like sovereignty, on issues relating to the American middle class, that they are no longer being represented in Washington, D.C. anymore. And you could say the same thing with Bernie Sanders. I don't agree with Bernie Sanders on probably anything, but you've got to give him a lot of credit. He is touching on these very same themes. And this is a trend that we've seen, Alex, over the last 20 to 30 years. It's been written about by everyone from Harvard faculty members to conservatives and libertarians. We have a trend in this country that many of the elites in the United States today in both political parties, frankly, have more in common and have a closer identity with elites in other countries than they do with people in their own country. They feel that they have more in common with elites in Brussels or in Beijing than they do with the elites that live in Des Moines or Bakersfield. And that is a problem.
I want to talk about the film with you and how important it is premiering in Cannes. I mean, this is a big deal because if folks think, you know, your book's already almost brought down the Clintons and others and exposed this destruction of our sovereignty, this takeover, imagine it being a blockbuster like 2016. Hopefully they won't, you know, arrest you or the filmmaker like they've done Dinesh D'Souza. And then I want to talk to you about the EU proposed government ID to use the internet in the new European Commission draft report, because this is a dictatorship. They just issue these reports and then they bounce them around and they become, quote, law. So they're dropping the hammer. But first, let's talk about the film.
Yeah, the film is really basically an attempt to make the material in the book more accessible to people. I mean, we get the fact that people are busy, people are working hard, and when they get home from work, they don't necessarily want to dive into a, you know, several hundred page book that's got multiple footnotes. So what the film does is take some of the material in the film, there's some new stuff as well, and it encapsulates it and presents it in a very visual and powerful way. And what's interesting about this, Alex, is the earliest reviews of this film were not by conservatives, people that dislike Hillary Clinton. It was by MSNBC. It was by Salon. It was by The Guardian in the UK, which is a left-wing paper. They all gave the film favorable reviews because they feel the information is compelling and powerful, and you can not deny the fact that the Clintons are cooperating and working with elites that are backing warlords in Africa or engaged in some very nefarious
things. Well, that's the thing about Hillary.
Other places around the world.
From a leftist perspective, she's what you'd call a super right-wing warmonger profiteer gangster, like Trump says. I mean, there's nothing liberal about this woman except for rhetoric.
Yeah, the word that I often hear from Bernie Sanders supporters that I would agree with is that she is a corporatist. Then, in other words, she melds her interests in American national interests with the interests of favored corporations, and that would be corporations that put money in their pockets. So she's going to carry out a policy in Africa, for example, that's not necessarily based on our national security interests or in the interests of human rights, but what's best for mining corporations that have put a lot of money in the Clinton's pockets. And that's something that I think a lot of conservatives and independents would have problems with, and it's certainly something that Bernie Sanders supporters
sure
would have a problem with.
Now, there's Breitbart.com. People can go see the trailer there. We're going to play the trailer when we come back at the start of the next segment, right out of the break, viewers and listeners, so stay tuned for that. But Peter Schweitzer, who heads up Breitbart.com, one of the biggest independent news organizations in the world, let me ask you this when we go to break in 60 seconds. I mean, I wouldn't call you an establishment guy, but I mean, I'm going to go over your bio here, but you're a prestigious guy. I've worked with some of the, you know, top TV production, you name it, some of the top publications. People listen to you. Would you say that other people in the more intellectual, you know, a level of discourse are now starting to wake up to what's happening? Because, you know, you supporting Trump and things like that's pretty hardcore in the traditional paradigm.
Well, I would say that, yes, there's a lot of disruption among establishment circles that are surprised at what's happening. Certainly, you know, the predictions that a lot of people have made have been proven to be wrong. But I would say even at Breitbart, look, we have a very vigorous debate. You know, I'm a senior editor there, the executive chairman, Steve Bannon, Alex Marlow, the editor-in-chief. We have vigorous debates on these issues. What I find so interesting is a lot of the focus is on the personality of Donald Trump.
Issues. Stay there, Peter Schweitzer. We're going to be right back to talk about this straight ahead in the trailer. Out of the break. Stay with us.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones back live. ClintonCashMovie.com is the website. Here is the trailer for the film that opens in Cannes this weekend.
Greetings from Washington. I want to thank all of you for your work to root out corruption that weakens economic development, feeds black markets and organized crime, and undermines the promise of democracy.
I believe in the oldest adage in American politics, which is follow the money.
A new report today claims that the Clinton Foundation gives about 10% of its money that it raises to actual charities.
Enormous amounts of money have flowed to the Clintons from foreign governments, foreign financiers, and businesses. The Clinton Foundation dropping its self-imposed ban on collecting funds from foreign governments and entities. You have a foreign corporation or a foreign government that wants something from the State Department while Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State. They will make a large payment to the Clinton Foundation. That will be followed by favorable action on their behalf. They've created a model for massive self-enrichment that allows you to go into so-called public service, but get extremely rich at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I got to pay our bills.
Before we had to worry about money from Wall Street and big labor, now we have to worry about it coming from around the world and infecting our politics. With the Clintons, nothing is sacred. Everything is for sale. But we are the ones who are paying the price. Maybe, just maybe, the American people are tired of being sold out.
I can't wait to see it. A really smart film, because I've read the book, I guess, 6 months ago, about 4 or 5 months, 6 months after it came out. Congratulations on what you put together here. You were finishing up on the whole Trump situation and how really what he's saying is mainline Americana, but people get caught up in the personality. Peter?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at some of the positions he's taken, whether it's on, free trade or the erosion of the middle class, these are hardly, radical right-wing views. These are centrist views that are shared by some mainstream Democrats. And I think that part of the challenge is because of Trump's personality, sometimes those issues get lost in the shuffle. So I think it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very difficult for Hillary Clinton, I think, to paint Trump as this sort of right-wing conservative, because certainly that is not how you would classify Trump, I think, on the philosophical spectrum.
And to be specific, I know Cannes was going on the last week or so. I guess it's already premiered. Where will we be able to see Clinton Cash next?
So it's in the middle of negotiations for distribution deal. There's going to be a theatrical release sometime in July, and then we will be on a television network. I can't say which one, but expect to see it on national television sometime this summer.
Well, it needs to go viral, and folks, this is a war. I don't have a stake in this film except my children's future. That's why all these big films, I have them on to promote them, because if it gets in 20 theaters and sells out for a week, then it gets in 100, then it's 2,000. And then we change the world. And look, it's not just the Clintons. It's across the board. These leaders are taking foreign money. And the left says, get rid of Americans' right to give. Well, first, let's get rid of foreign groups coming in and dictatorships. And you're absolutely right. The left has no wiggle room here. I mean, if they're for shutting down giving domestically, they got to shut down foreign money. I mean, that's treason.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, that's one of the few consensus points we have left in American politics, right? The Supreme Court in 2012 heard a case where two Canadians challenged the constitutionality of the law that says foreigners cannot give to political campaigns. The Supreme Court came back 9-0 and said, no, this law is completely constitutional and makes great sense. When was the last time the Supreme Court agreed 9-0 on anything? So this is a consensus point in American politics, but the Clintons have found a way around it. So if you're a foreign dictator, you cannot give to Hillary's presidential campaign, but you can pay Bill an inflated speaking fee and put that money in his pocket.
I mean, it's even worse than giving to the campaign.
Check to the Clinton Foundation.
Well, I mean, in closing, Trump has come out and said that she's going to jail now, and obviously she has all these crimes. They're legion. But, I mean, it's naked. If somebody at the FBI takes $5,000 from a foreigner and doesn't even do anything for the money, they get indicted in life in prison, and they should. That's espionage. I mean, they're openly involved in espionage at every level. I mean, how is she not arrested?
Well, you look, Alex, at the recent cases of political prosecution. Governor McDonnell in Virginia, Senator Menendez in New Jersey, they were charged with far less evidence than exists.
The Attorney General of Texas.
Yeah, Attorney General of Texas. There's a former governor of Alabama who's in jail right now. They were charged on this precise thing of taking money and doing favors in return. And the evidence that I've looked at is far less compelling in any of those cases.
The Attorney General here is going after Obama. He's at a party, talks about a company he was at a year before, says he thinks it's a good investment. They've indicted him. It's just crazy. Dinesh D'Souza's in jail for 9 months. Hillary's not in trouble. Peter Schweitzer, Breitbart.com. Clinton Cash, the movie, folks. Very exciting. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Wow. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. And the next big salvo's coming up. Roger Stone in studio, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we are here live broadcasting worldwide. And we have a special guest in studio. I mean, I knew who this guy was years ago. Ran into him at some JFK events. But I tell you, in the last year, getting to know Roger Stone, it's been amazing. He's the consummate Trump insider, he's a best-selling author, he's worked in 9 administrations or on 9 campaigns. I guess in like 4 administrations, correct me if I'm wrong. And, of course, famously good buddies with Richard Nixon. And I tell you, you look at Richard Nixon, where are the good old days? That guy's so-called corruption was like child's play. And I'm not defending it, obviously. You've written a book that's somewhat critical of him, but also positive. He was a real guy. What is the difference, Roger Stone, between a Richard Nixon and, say, a Hillary or Bill Clinton or an Obama? Because you've got a bunch of breaking news, a bunch of inside stuff. We've got a ton of anti-Trump rioters beating up women, hitting them over the head with Mexican flags, and the mayor defending it is wonderful. I mean, these people seem like the real brown shirt fascists to me. I want to cover that today with you and all the points you want to get to. But first off, let's quantify your 40-something years in politics and your business partner, you know, being one of the top folks right now, heading up the Trump campaign a year ago or so. You were the head of the Trump campaign. Now you're out there on your own to defend the republic. But so much, where are we as a culture, as a society, and how would you parallel it between a Richard Milhouse Nixon and a Hillary Rodham Clinton? What type of individuals are these? I mean, was Nixon a sociopath or a psychopath? We know Hillary is.
Well, put it this way, Hillary and Bill Clinton make Richard Nixon look like St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, the unconstitutional abuses of power by both the Clintons and the Obamas pale in comparison to anything Richard Nixon did. Let's take a simple example. One of the counts of impeachment against Richard Nixon was that he misused the IRS. Really? Kathleen Willey, Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, they all got IRS audits. All the women sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton got IRS audits, but there was never an article of impeachment on the Clintons. The extra-constitutional ravings and orders of Barack Obama pale in comparison in anything Richard Nixon did. It shows that there's a double standard between conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats. Republicans are held to a higher standard.
And it seems to be getting worse. I know you flew in last night, but you've seen some of the news today. We covered it last hour. We have left-wing editors of newspapers. You have the mayor out there in the town where this just happened, where Breitbart and of course, our own reporters are there having events, and they're coming in and beating up women now on TV, waving Mexican flags in San Jose, and the media is saying this is a good thing. Now, this is unprecedented.
Yeah, I actually think, and Pat Buchanan wrote this last week very eloquently, all these demonstrations, all this violence is only going to redound to the benefit of Donald Trump. The lines are drawn in America between the producers and the takers. And the more they foment violence, and let's be very clear, this violence is agitprop. It's paid for. It's orchestrated. It's a faux demonstration. These are hardline professional agitators financed by George Soros, MoveOn.org, Black Lives Matter, David Brock and the freaks at Media Matters for America, then go out and interpret it, blaming all of the violence on Trump. Hardworking, blue-collar Americans see this violence, and they repair to the Trump banner. In my view, the entire thing will backfire.
I agree, and it's on record. In Europe, the tactics, bully and attack, and then shut down conservatives or patriot speech, national speech. It's the same mode here. It's the same leftist blueprint with big corporations that want monopolies funding it. But it is backfiring all over the world. So then I ask, what is George Soros and Hillary Clinton, what are they thinking?
I think it's just a miscalculation. Here's what they're trying to do. There is a morbid fear on the left that many of the Bernie Sanders voters are going to wise up to the fact that the internationalist globalist trade deals like NAFTA have destroyed the job market in the United States, and that the neocon policies of both the Clintons and the Bushes have driven us all off to endless and pointless war. They're deathly afraid that one-third, not the hard left, but one-third of the Sanders voters will become available to Trump. And therefore, these riots, these attacks, he's a racist, he's a bigot, he's a maniac, he's mentally unbalanced, that is meant to disqualify Trump among those voters. They are desperate to disqualify them because they are They're outsiders. These folks are natural Trump voters. We have common economic interests with them, and that is what they fear.
He's in a dead heat or a few points ahead in most polls. You're the expert on that. Correct me if I'm wrong. Where is the state of the battle? What's the path to victory, A? But B, clearly, I don't need to be a political scientist to know that most people out there, you know, feel intimidated because they don't want to be called racist, but secretly they're planning to vote for Trump because they're nationalists, they're patriots, and I'm talking about black voters, Hispanics, and others, because I'm suddenly seeing double, triple the numbers of Hispanics and African-American folks at the Trump rallies, because we have the live feeds. Our crew is at almost all of these. Infowars.com is covering it, and I'm not seeing that on the news now. They're not doing close-up shots of the lines anymore because it's freaking the media out, and now suddenly, in multiple speeches, when Obama talks about Trump, he turns into a blithering idiot, and I think he's got him, and the people have him completely rattled right now.
Yeah, I think what's happening here is that you have a well-oiled political machine run by the Clintons, and it is extremely well-funded. Just the super PACs supporting Hillary have raised $85 million and have another $48 million on hand. Compare that with the Trump organization and the Trump campaign. This is an entirely indigenous, grassroots, guerrilla campaign. Trump has managed to get nominated without polling, without sophisticated analytics and targeting, without massive hundreds of millions of dollars worth of both positive and negative TV commercials. It's an uprising. It's a citizen insurgency, and it's going to take on the best oiled, best-funded political operation probably in American history, an operation that has been very successful at controlling the narrative because of their close associates, association and their simpatico views with the mainstream media. Trump is able, because he's going to be the nominee, to break through all of that. So would Marco Rubio or Chris Christie or any of these other candidates called Hillary Clinton a crook? No, only Donald Trump has the cojones to do that.
In fact, we've got that queued up. I don't normally play a clip five or six times during a broadcast, but Trump, the clip's up on Infowars.com. Steve Watson wrote an article about it. Spread this out to everybody. Hillary Clinton has to go to jail. She's guilty as hell.
By the way, Hillary Clinton is missing 30,000 emails. They've been deleted. 30,000. 30,000 emails. And remember I said I was the counterpuncher? I am. After what she said about me today in her phony speech, that was a phony speech. That was a Donald Trump hit job. I will say this. Hillary Clinton has to go to jail, okay? She has to go to jail.
I can't blame her. This is unprecedented in modern politics. This is the end of an era, folks. This is,
she's guilty as hell.
This brings her down.
Remember, Hillary Clinton used to hate Obama. She used to hate him. Bill Clinton hated him. Bill Clinton hated him. He called Bill Clinton a racist. Do you remember that? Bill Clinton hated him.
All right.
And Hillary Clinton hated Obama. Now it's, yes, sir, Mr. President, sir. Yes, sir. What would you like? What would you like me to say here, sir? The only reason she's behaving like this, and the only reason she's been dragged so far left, believe me, is she doesn't want to go to jail over the emails, okay? Believe me. That's the only reason.
30,000.
One simple reason.
That's good. I mean, this is coffin nails. This is unprecedented. And look, my gut told me Trump was good over a year ago. That's why I've been supporting him. But now I'm so proud I'm supporting him because I can tell he is for real. He's gotten so serious. It's not even a joke now. And the numbers are going up. You've known this guy for 40 plus years. You don't talk about your private, you know, relationship with him, but you've been his wingman. You name it when he's not married. You know, you're buddies. You know, not just been in business together. They're saying on Bill Maher that he's dumbing it down for the public. Well, no. I mean, I think he's just simplifying it to cut through the garbage. But who is the real Donald Trump? Is this the real Donald Trump?
Yeah, he's blunt. He's plain spoken. He talks the way regular people talk. He doesn't talk the way politicians talk after their advisors say, oh, no, you need to say this or you need to say that or the poll shows this or the focus group show that. See, that's Hillary. it comes across exactly what it is. Phony. Totally phony. You can see the way she calibrates her speech. There's nothing sincere. There's nothing real. It's whatever her advisors have told her to say that day. Dangerous Donald. How many times did they poll that? Did they compare it to duplicitous Donald and see which one is better? I mean,
look, and by the way, what's this thing now where if she's in Kentucky, she talks like that. If she's in Texas, it's so, or if she talks to Hispanics, she talks with this fake Hispanic accent. And then now I've seen these videos. In fact, I meant to grab them last night and tell the crew. I saw her in a speech going like a robot with her arms out, and she goes, and like opens her eyes up real big to look like menacing and goes, I mean, she looks like a freaking lunatic, man. What is going on with her?
I don't think her health is good. I don't think she has the stamina for the campaign.
They put her on speed or something,
and,
didn't they?
And these carefully calibrated, uber-planned, over-planned modern campaign doesn't know how to deal with the free-floating spirit of Donald Trump. Trump is unhandled.
Is that why Obama seems like he's really jolted?
They're flummoxed because the only thing predictable about Donald Trump is that he is completely unpredictable. And they don't know where he's going to come. So he's right. 30,000 emails that would show you the nexus between the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton State Department and demonstrate that everything was for sale. You need approval for an arms deal. You need to corner the market on U.S. uranium. You need a foreign policy change to get rid of Gaddafi so you can move in on the oil. Just grease Bill and Hillary. That's all you got to do.
Absolutely. Roger Stone's our guest. Or he's readjusting his earpiece there for TV, which reminds me to tell everybody, we're not just radio, we're also television. Infowars.com/show and more cable and TV stations around the country are picking us up. Buckley's been out to some big events with some big networks, and we're going to be on a lot of other affiliates here in the near future, some big announcements as well, because liberty is so popular, and Donald Trump knows he's riding that populist wave. This is happening in other places in the world. That's what's so exciting, and the establishment's going to have real trouble putting this back in the bottle, as I've said so many times. So, Roger, what else do we have to look for? Will they try to steal the nomination at the RNC in Cleveland, or is that pretty much dead now?
I don't think there will be an effort there. I think you've got some bitter enders who are still loyal to Ted Cruz, but the Trump folks now, and Paul Manafort, who is the consummate convention operative, they have firm control of the Rules Committee, of the Platform Committee, of the Credentials Committee now. So I think mischief at the convention is unlikely. I'm looking forward to a very, very conservative platform. I don't see us having big platform fights. I'll tell you what the problem is in Cleveland right now, and you know this. We, originally starting as a Stop the Steal rally, applied for a permit for a giant outdoor rally. And it has now been almost 2 months since we have applied for our permit. Now, suddenly, the city of Cleveland is coming back and telling us they have guidelines. The guidelines are meant to censor us. The bottom line is they don't want this peaceful rally to happen. What's ironic, of course, is that in our dealings with the Cleveland police, they all say, look, I'm being told I have to tell you this, but we love Trump. I'm sorry, you can't have your rally. I mean, it is ironic.
But meanwhile, the Hillary people can run around and attack women and burn things down.
They don't apply for permits. They don't check in with the police. They just show up and start swinging. So,
well, I'm here to tell Cleveland, though, I'm going there regardless. I got a First Amendment, especially when they try to steal this nomination. They're going to have all those communists running around. And so what do we do? I guess we got to file a lawsuit? Let me guess the guidelines, Roger. They're going to make us be like 5 miles away in a ditch where nobody can see us, or what?
Yeah, it's unclear. The gentleman who is organizing this, Tim Salati Sr., a real patriot, locked in conversations with the city of Cleveland, trying to get to the bottom line. This rally is happening.
Oh, yeah, folks, come there, be there. You know there's going to be shenanigans. We just need to be there regardless.
Absolutely. And it's
we try to get the permits. We try to do it all. But when they try to say no, we don't need that for a rally unless it's blocking roads. We're just going to pick some park and be there.
Yeah, look, the point here, of course, is numbers. We need to show the numbers. We need to show the force of Trump in numbers.
And by the way, the police all over the country are ordered to let leftists attack people and stand down. imagine the image of the cops try to stop us, but let the communists run around. That's going to look. The only way we lose is not showing up. Resistance is victory. We've got to engage.
Yeah, I agree with that. I also don't think that the Cleveland police are going to do this. If we are permitted, they will have an obligation to protect the gathering from violence, which is why we...
Well, sure. It's going to be Black Lives Matter and communists out there that want them dead, so they better support the First Amendment.
No, look, I think we may end up having to put pressure on the city of Cleveland to preserve our First Amendment rights and our rights to be heard.
All right, Roger Stone, we're going to break in a moment. You have got a bunch of stuff we're going to be going over. We'll also be opening the phones up. Whole nother hour with Roger Stone. A bunch of Trump clips, a bunch of world news. It is a wild time to be alive. Briefly. You heard him plug it without me pushing him to do it. I didn't even know he was buying our products. I actually went and looked on our computer. Certainly enough, he's been buying the Liver Shield and a bunch of other stuff, so thank you for the support. Brain Force is one of the top nootropics out there. It's only been out 2 years. Third-party sites. We just take the best-known 10 ingredients and put them in there at a low price, high-quality organic. Go check it out for yourself. This is natural. This is healthy. I wouldn't take too many of these, though, or you'll bounce off the walls. It's amazing. Brain Force and your purchase supports the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. And we're running a 20% off on lung cleanse that is upwards of 20 concentrated herbs and essential oils that just coats the larynx and the throat, whether it's a sore throat or you've got issues with speech like I do sometimes from talking so much. You sign up for auto shipping, get 10% off, $50 off on orders or free shipping on $50 or more orders. I'm teleprompter free, folks. And 20% off right now on lung cleanse. It will sell out by Monday because the supplies are limited, but I do a special a few times a year when allergy season gets real bad, so lung cleanse available at InfoWarsLife.com right now. And it is your purchase, obviously, of these great products that makes the broadcast possible. Also, check out our great family of high-quality water filters at InfoWarsStore.com, Hillary for Prisons Church, and so much more, and help support the InfoWar.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Roger Stone is our guest. By the way, he's such a trooper, and I'm not kissing his rear end here, but getting to know this guy. He was flying in at 11 last night because he had to work on stuff till 8, battling for this Republic. Then, because of summer storms, the flight got bumped to 2:30 in the morning. What time did you land at Austin Bergstrom?
We actually ended up having to abort after waiting at the airport all night. We flew in this morning, making it by the skin of our teeth. So I spent the night in the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport on my iPad.
Well, I tell you, you're amazing. So
happy to be here.
We want you to rest some this weekend, and you're flying out Saturday night because you're speaking Sunday at a Trump rally.
That's correct. I'm speaking to a Trump rally in Deerfield Beach on Sunday. There's about 400, 500 people expected. And I'm honored to be the main speaker, so I will be there.
Absolutely. Listen, you're going to break some big news, but we just tweeted it. I want to give people more time to tune in on the Chris Christie front, because this is important. We're going to talk VP and a bunch of other issues. And I know you like to take questions, so I used to make folks hold for 30 minutes and then, you know, babble. We're going to take like 20 phone calls coming up at about 24 after when we come back in next hour at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're opening the phones up, but for first-time callers for Roger Stone or witnesses to the social justice warriors going crazy, rampaging, and attacking free speech all over. So let's do that coming up at the start of the next hour on the Chris Christie front. On other issues, how is Donald Trump doing? He looks more energized than ever on television, and he's really taking the gloves off. Is that because, well, like he told us, because Hillary's been lying about him?
Well, first of all, I think he's enjoying California. Second of all, a number of people have said, well, why is he spending so much time in California? California's probably not one of the states up for grabs in the general election. Actually, I think his being there is brilliant. He's exacerbating the divisions between Bernie Sanders and Hillary, punching Hillary every day. He knows Sanders cannot be nominated, will not be nominated, although he is giving the Clinton folks fits. So he is out there pouring gasoline on that division with an eye towards winning a third of the
I was about to say, if I was advising Trump, I'd say live there to show the communists and people with foreign flags beating up women. Every time he does this, he just goes up in the polls.
Yeah, it has worked. So he's running a national campaign. He's not in California because California is necessarily in play, although I wouldn't write it off, not quite yet, but it's a national campaign. Doesn't matter where you are in the United States today, because of mass media, your message is nationwide. It doesn't matter geographically where you are.
Wow. Obviously, Sanders will probably throw his weight behind Hillary. Do you think she might pick him as VP?
I think that's highly unlikely. Yesterday, it was interesting because, as you saw, Hillary attacked Trump about Trump University. Trump University is a real estate course that Trump sponsored. And as you may know, left-wing Attorney General Eric Schneiderman of New York has advanced this case because a small number of students at Trump University were dissatisfied with the results.
Doesn't it have like a 98% approval rating?
98% approval rating. Now, Schneiderman first met with Donald Trump and with his daughter Ivanka and tried to shake them down. In essence, said directly, if I got some big campaign contributions, I would drop this matter. Trump knew that was illegal, and he declined. And
that was probably a setup, too.
And Schneiderman has proceeded with the case. Here's the irony, and that is Trump University is nothing compared to a Clinton scandal entitled Laureate Education. Laureate Education is a chain of universities, or I should say colleges and schools nationwide, was taken private by a friend of Bill, Stevie Cohen, turned out to be a financial disaster. So they brought in Bill
Clinton. Hold on, stay right there. We're going to come back and expose this scandal, then the Chris Christie thing. You're about to hear it here first, and so much more. Third hour, tell friends and family, neighbors, retweet. Folks need to tune in. This is important. Stay with us.
GCNLive.com today.
StoneZone.com is this website, by the way.